This is Here and Now. Four women died and 10 people were taken into custody by the U.S. Coast Guard this week after a boat capsized off the coast of Florida. Most of the people on the boat were from Haiti and Jamaica. It's not clear what they were doing, but people from those countries routinely try to enter the U.S. illegally by reaching the Florida coast in overloaded boats. The same thing is happening increasingly off the coast of Italy, where hundreds have died this month after their boats capsized. The tiny island of Lampedusa is now filled with hundreds of African refugees who have survived. The BBC's Alan Johnston describes the scene.
This place could comfortably hold about 250 people, but there are something like 700 in there right now, eating and living, many of them out in the open in the most uncomfortable imaginable conditions. And Lampedusa lying where it does on the front line of the migration from North Africa. Everybody here knows that at almost any moment, another boat packed with migrants could be brought into the port, and more migrants seeking that better life could be brought in here, weary and exhausted from the sea at almost any moment.
The BBC's Alan Johnston in Lampedusa. Well, his colleague Lawrence Peters is following the broader issue of migrants coming into Europe, and he joins us now. Lawrence, welcome.
Hello.
Well, where are these people coming from, first of all?
Well, the migrants who have been coming ashore in Lampedusa are mostly from Eritrea, Somalia, and Syria. Increasingly, more and more Syrians are arriving in these boats.
Which makes sense given what's going on in Syria, I suppose to some extent also Somalia. Why Eritrea?
Yes, well, the human rights situation in Eritrea has been a big cause of concern for human rights organizations for a long time. A lot of young men are forcibly recruited into the army, and so the only way to get out of military service is to flee the country.
And what happens to people who make it, who survive, all of these people who are now stuck on Lampedusa?
The UN Refugee Agency has told Italy that it wants these people moved to bigger reception centres on the Italian mainland within 48 hours because the little island of Lampedusa is so overcrowded now with asylum seekers, and they're going to increase the capacity to 16,000. Currently it's about 3,000.
So they will be able to stay in Europe. They're not going to be sent back.
Yes, well, that is the situation for most of them, it appears. But, of course, it's a real lottery once they get to Europe because their asylum application has to be processed, and the authorities really want to make sure that they're not just taking in lots of economic migrants, because during the Libya crisis, quite a lot of sub-Saharan Africans who arrived in Europe were actually turned out to be economic migrants. Hundreds of those have actually been sleeping rough, even camping out in parks in German cities, for example. So a lot of them do try to head to Northern Europe as soon as they get to Italy and as soon as they've managed to get some money together and papers. Because the other problem, of course, with a lot of these migrants is that they don't have passports sometimes, don't have the right documents, so it's hard for the authorities to actually determine their real nationality.
How is Italy handling this situation, and is there anything that Italy can do to try to keep these overcrowded boats from capsizing and causing so much death?
Italy has been urging the European Union for years now to increase its help for Italy and Malta. And Greece has also made the same plea. But, of course, there's a lot of pressure on national budgets now in the EU. The idea of burden sharing, that's the jargon for what they call to try and sort of avoid having a big influx of migrants in any particular country. It's a difficult one because there's quite a lot of opposition also in various countries. In the Netherlands, there's an anti-immigration party, which is very strong. And in Greece, of course, they have a neo-Nazi party, which actually got some people elected to parliament.
Right.
So the politicians are very nervous about this one. And they're worried also that nationalist parties could do well in the European elections next year.
On the flip side, are there people who are saying we should be welcoming to these migrants?
Germany and Sweden have both said they are going to grant asylum to refugees from the Syrian civil war. But as I said, the real problem quite often is determining who are the genuine asylum seekers. Under international law, if they're fleeing persecution, then they do have a right to asylum.
Migration patterns, of course, ebb and flow. Do people think that as the Arab Spring heads into its, third, fourth year, that things will start to go in the other direction and there will be fewer people trying to reach Europe?
Well, it doesn't look like that at the moment, because the EU's border agency called Frontex has drawn attention to the large numbers of Syrians. In fact, there's been an increase of about 172% compared with 2011. The trend seems to be upwards, although the situation is changing a lot because, first of all, it was Tunisia. During the Arab Spring in Tunisia,
right,
there were a lot of migrants from there. And then Libya, of course. So we had a lot of African economic migrants going to Europe from Libya. And now it's more Syrians coming in from Libya and from Egypt. That's the current situation. So as the Arab Spring escalates in a particular country, you get a bigger flow of migrants from there.
The BBC's Lawrence Peters joining us to talk about some of the migrants who are trying to make their way from places like Syria, Somalia, and Eritrea into Europe, and often their boats capsizing, causing, as in the case this month, hundreds of deaths. Lawrence Peters, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.